A guten Erev Shabbos. A guten Erev Purim. We're heading here to Yemei Simcha. But let's be honest. Anyone who has a Yiddish and a Shama, it's a little bit of a difficult Purim to go into. Standing here 5.5 months. Where our brothers and sisters are still in captivity. We're standing here in a situation. How many almanas this year? How many yisoimim? And we have to be besimcha. The only way to be besimcha is with a chizuk. In Emunah, the Yad Hashem. It's the only way a Yid can find comfort in such difficult times. I'm going to share with you a gem. I'm asking you if you can internalize this gem. You'll have such an amazing life. We have the most amazing Megillah that we read. And it should finish at the end of Perek Tes. But there's a Perek Yud that has mamash 3 psukim. The first of the 3, where the Perek starts, looks so irrelevant, not important. Vayosem ha-melech ha-cheshveirish mas. Ala oretz v'iye hayom. The king ha-cheshveirish put a tax on everybody. I mean, hello? There's so much amazing. There's so many amazing things to write and to say. And the Pasuk says, oh, and if you want to know about everything else that's irrelevant, oh, go look at the Persian and Median books, the Chronicles. You're about to say, if there's anything that's irrelevant, go look there. And then here, we're only saying things that are totally relevant to Klal Yisrael. Could you tell me how a far-flung tax that he decided to put on all of his people is related to us? I'm asking you to listen to this gem, life-changing gem. If you go further on in history, we all know that Esther and Ahasuerus had a child. The child's name was Daryavesh. And he became the king following Ahasuerus. And when the Yidden wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, they could not come up with the funds. So they went to Daryavesh, who had some good blood there, went to Daryavesh, and they pleaded with him, we need help to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Daryavesh went to his treasury where the tax money was kept. And he took that money and he emptied it out to the treasury and he gave it to Klal Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. I need everyone to hear what just happened. Daryavesh empties out his tax treasury to build a Beis HaMikdash. Now, just for the record, where did Daryavesh get all this money from? His father, Ahasuerus. He yarshined a massive tax treasury that he had nothing to do with because it was excess. There was no reason to do it in the first place. And that money was used to build a Beis HaMikdash. Now, I ask you, when the Torah tells us that a tax was put on. Let's be honest. Some Yidden like to complain. Let's say, not all of us, but some Yidden. What do you think happened when the new tax got on? Everyone was kvetching and, oh, here it goes again, the Tsarist, here it goes again, oh, more problems. Little did Klal Yisrael realize that this tax that the entire world is paying is for us. This is not a punishment, this is the salvation. That's the key. The Pasuk finishes off and tells you this is the story of the entire Megillah. Everything that looked so awful, from the Esther going, from the 50-foot tree, we can go through it, we're not going to do now. Everything was been happening. The Pasuk finishes off already, setting the tone for the Geula. It's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Chizuk that we finish off. The next time you're about to kvetch, and you're about to krechts, and you're about to say oy vey, think about it. This might be the tax money that's going to be put away for later. I want to share with you a story. One of the most amazing stories. Telz in Europe was one of the great learning centers, great yeshivas. And they came, obviously everything was killed out. And the one Rosh Yeshiva was here in America. His name was Rabbi Elie Meir Bloch. He refounded the Telz Yeshiva in Cleveland. And when they made a huge Chanukah Sabayis, they made a big, when they built the big, beautiful building that still stands today in Cleveland, Ohio, he shared a story, a very personal story that happened to him. And he said the following: in the city of Telz, they tried to keep everybody Shomer Shabbos. There was one specific guy, let's call him definitely a self-hating Jew, who decided he's disregarding the Rabbanim of Telz and he's opening his shop on Shabbos. Everyone else was following instructions. The Reshiva of Telz, Rabbi Elie Meir Bloch, gathered an entire from Olam, and they came and they demonstrated in front of his store on Shabbos. He was not a happy camper. It was not very good press coverage for him. He was called out by his own people as being and this guy walked out swinging a stick, and he told Rabbi Elie Meir Bloch, okay, you got me this time. You got me this time. I'm going to shut my store. I'm going to get even with you. And he vowed revenge right there in front of everybody. He says, the day will come, I'll get even with you. Rabbi Elie Meir Bloch went back with everyone. Baruch Hashem, the store was closed. About 5 or 6 years later, in 1938, 39, there was an election for the mayor of Telz, governor, whatever it was called. And this shopkeeper, this secular Jewish shopkeeper, won the elections. Immediately, all the community lay leaders and Rabbanim got together that night in Rabbi Meir Bloch's house. They said, Rabbi, you got to pack your bags tonight. This guy's going to take, he still talks about his revenge. He's going to get even with you. He was devastated. He had a city. He ran the community. He ran the yeshiva. He had his brothers, his son-in-laws, parents, brother-in-laws. Everyone was there. His entire life was in Telz. He was Telz. And they said, out. They bought him tickets. He was on the boat the next day or 2 days later to America. On the boat, he had such a chalisha sadas. He was so sad. Not only is he leaving the glorious Telz, which Torah, Rav Gifter used to speak about, how the simple people and the farmers used to talk and learning in the fields. He's going to barren America, Torah, America at that point in 39. There was nothing going on, very little going on in America, Torah-wise. And he had a question in his head that was bothering him. Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha. Shabbos is the source of all good. What happened? How could this be that because he protected Shabbos, he has this curse of having to go to America? He could not understand it. He was in such pain. 2 years later, his answer came. In the year 1941, in the Chodesh of Av, Chaf Av, the entire city of Telz was butchered. No survivors, Kimat, only ones that left earlier. The city of Telz was butchered, starting with the Rosh Yeshiva, Talmidehan. And only Rabbi Elie Meir Bloch, who was in America, was there to restart the yeshiva, continue the beautiful legacy. And he got up at this Chanukah Sabayis, and he said, what I thought was Hashem chasing me away, I didn't realize it was Hashem holding me close. And he finished with a famous vort, that when David HaMelech and Yonis make a pact that he's going to tell him if he should run away, if Shaul wants to kill him, he tells him, if I throw the arrow this way, Lech ki shaleichacha Hashem. He says, go because Hashem is sending you. And that was means David HaMelech has to run away from his homeland. Says Rabbi Meir Baruch, but Rabbi Meir Bloch at this dinner, at this Chanukah Sabayis, what's the words? Yonis says, If my father wants to kill you, lech, not because my father's chasing you, ki shalechecha Hashem, Hashem is sending you. And Rabbi Meir Bloch said, I was never chased the way I was sent here. The lesson of the entire Purim, of the mass, the incredible thing, our whole life story, think about it. Paro's whole throwing babies into the rivers to get this one Jewish child, leader. And what happens? Who raises and feeds this child? Paro himself. Hashem makes the Paro, killing every other baby because of this one child and this child. What's the chizuk you need? Purim is a tremendous Yom Tefillah. But sometimes people could say, we've been davening for 5.5 months for these captives and for Shalom in Eretz Yisrael, for Shalom here in America. Remember, not a single tefillah goes extra. Everything gets heard. We don't know why. But remember, there's taxes for the good. Rabbi Meir Bloch ran for the good. And the stories that you heard your whole life that seemed so bad. The chizuk is the emunah. And that's what got Esther through. Why was Esther zeicha to her tefillahs were answered? Because I'll tell us, because Esther believed in her power of tefillah. That's why every time it says the word HaMelech in the Megillah, although it's referring to Achashverosh, we refer to Hashem, because Esther davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She felt Hashem's presence so much in her tefillah, as if like Achashverosh was standing, like Achashverosh in front of her. Let's not squander this Purim to be mechazik ourselves in this amazing thing, the text that was irrelevant. In the tzara, because Baruch Hu is already planning the Yeshua, he's already planning the salvation. The schus of our chizuk and amunah, which we zeichel la Yehudim, hoisa oyrav simcha v'sasim yikar. These captives that are living with the world's cruelest people for 5.5 months. You can't imagine what it is for 1 hour. 5.5 months. Can't even think about it. Daven, that maybe this Purim, our tefillahs will be accepted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will go me'afela lo'iro, and they will go mishiva le'geula, and we will finally be zeicha to the geula shleima b'mehero v'yameinu, amen. Have a good Shabbos and a freilichim Purim.